As we mentioned, the New York Times published on Tuesday disturbing cell phone images of the very public sexual assaults of women protesters in Guinea. Adam Nossiter reported this story. He's the New York Times West Africa Bureau Chief. He's with us now from Conakry, the capital. Welcome. Thank you also for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously, you can't reveal the identity of the people who provided these eyewitness accounts, but give us some sense of how people got these images to you.
Well, I mean, these are images that are circulating widely on cell phones around here in Conakry, and they're also on websites of the Guinean opposition. You said that I can't reveal the eyewitnesses, but actually there are so many eyewitnesses that that's not difficult at all, and people are willing to talk about what they saw at the stadium because they're quite horrified by it, and they're very angry, too, and they want something to be done.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that there's a great desire among the part of the people who were there for the world to know what happened. Adam, it's become known that rape has been used as a tool of war in many parts of the world. But is there a history of that here in Guinea?
Not really. It has occurred in the past, but certainly not on the scale that we saw last Monday, September 28th. And certainly not in that grotesquely public manner in which it happened at the stadium. This is what's shocking people almost as much as anything, that right there in broad daylight, in full view of thousands of people, women were raped and sexually molested in public. And that is almost as awful to people here as the acts themselves.
You mentioned that these images are being widely distributed because there is such revulsion about this. Are the identities of the perpetrators becoming known? And is there any sense that there's any accountability being demanded here?
No, I would say that the identities of the perpetrators is known only to the military here, which is very powerful. And there was vague talk by the military junta early on that there would be an investigation, but we haven't heard very much about that since the days immediately after what happened at the stadium. And there seems to be no movement at all toward holding people accountable. There is a certain amount of international pressure that's building, and the declarations of the American Secretary of State yesterday were interesting in that regard.
How so?
Well, this is a part of the world that America has not had very much to say about in the past or had much to do with. I mean, this is French West Africa, and the Americans have traditionally left this to the French. I mean, small diplomatic mission, not great economic interests here. So we really haven't had very much to do with this part of Africa. So this is something new, and it's perhaps an indication of the focuses of the Obama administration foreign policy, at least as it concerned Africa.
We understand that William Fitzgerald, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, met with the leader of the military dictatorship yesterday. How are the leaders of the junta reacting to this international condemnation?
They're not really reacting very much at all. They're still sort of figuring out what their next move is. With William Fitzgerald, the response, I was told, was rather muted and passive on the part of the regime. On the other hand, when Bernard Kouchner, the French foreign minister, made similar remonstrances to the regime, the reaction was angry. That also shows the difference between the way France is perceived here and the way the Americans are perceived.
Adam Nossiter is the New York Times West Africa Bureau Chief. He joined us on the phone from the Guinean capital of Conakry. Thank you, Adam.
My pleasure.